Question number 11961, rule 3.
We were talking about your time in a tent camp at Harfleur.
Yes, yes.
What was it? What were living conditions like while you were there then?
Oh, well, I can't describe it. Wicked, you know. Snow and cold.
How long were you there for? You got there
We got there on about the 2nd or 3rd of January.
I thought you said February.
February, that's right. And all that I could have time for, I used to say silk cards. You know, did you ever see them? These silk cards.
Who would you buy them from? Because that's something
that's happened. Darren, in Harfleur. Well, we was just able, I got four. And I sent one straight away and wrote on it, and he got censored. And he got destroyed. He didn't get home. The other three, I posted two, and posted them. And all that I put on them was okay, Ralph, because they cautioned me, because they was afraid that any torpedo in there'd pick up information from what you wrote on the cards. So, say 2 days at Harfleur, and then we'd had it.
While you were at Harfleur, in the notes I've got, it says you got your winter equipment. Well, but it wasn't very much.
It's you, oh yeah. A baklava hat, and a pair of mittens.
Was that it? You didn't get the sheepskin coat or anything like that then?
No. Some did before us. A goatskin coat, you know, with the fur inside them. But we were unlucky. We didn't get one. But they was very heavy, you know. They was terribly heavy.
What, those goatskin things?
The goatskin.
Did you ever get one then?
No, but I had a fella that did have one. He said, feel this bloody thing. Well, we had khaki grey coats, you know. But they called the grey coat.
Was that enough to keep you warm? Or were you...
Yes, well, it had to. And we got balaclava, that's what that is, you know.
Another thing in the notes is that you got your buttons done there. What happened about that? Because that's the opposite.
You know, now, this is the discipline. Then, in the British Army, them days, they kept us polishing and cleaning them buttons to the last day as we left England. And as soon as we got there, they dished a little tin of... It wasn't a green paint. It was like a khaki paint. A little brush, and you had to share it amongst your tin and smother all your buttons up so they wouldn't shine in the sun.
And that was all your buttons and buckles?
Yes.
Anything shiny?
Yes, anything shiny.
Were you pleased to get rid of the...
You're telling me. Well, anyway, we started off...
Hang on just a minute. The only other thing is that it was while you were there that you all heard about gas and were giving you so-called gas precautions or equipment. What was that? You were told about gas while you were there as well.
Oh, we was taught about the women.
What was that?
To keep yourself to yourself, because they reckon, as Jenny had sent a lot of these ethereal wenches over, what did you know?
But you were told that, were you?
Oh, yes. Well, lined us up, in a battalion and told us that. And I got the Kitchener's message to tell you all that. I've got it at home, and his Bible that he gave us, you know. But
and what about gas precautions? Were you told about them?
No.
Gas precautions while you were at Half Lurk?
Yes, no, no. We didn't get no gas washes until we got in the trenches. And when we got there, they told us, in case of a gas attack, we had a little pocket in there.
Your field dressing?
That's all, your field dressing. It sewed all up. But we had to cut that open. And in case of gas, we've got to get it out and urine on it and hold it over your mouth and your nose. But I reckon the uric acid killed the gas.
And that happened when you first went into the trenches?
But how true it is, I don't know. We didn't have gas where we were, but I was unfortunate and they had it down further down the line. Yeah.
Now, where did you go from Half Lur then, and how did you get up to the front?
Well, it took us... We marched. We marched, and it took us... we done 40... Now, let me be precise. I think it was 38 miles in 48 hours. And we rested at a barn here and a barn there, you know. Wherever there was any resting places, we was allowed a rest for so many miles.
Now, did you know whereabouts on the front you were going to?
No, not until we got there.
And where was it you were going?
we went to a place called, we called it Devil's Wood, but it was Develwood. Develwood, and it's on the borders of Belgium. It's northern France, you see, and down the other way was the French and other regiments all down the other line, but we were up the top end, you see, and that's where we called it Devil's Wood, because when we got there, there was only stumps of trees, there was nothing else. We looked to see where the wood was, but it was all the branches was all up and just...
And was that on the Somme area?
Oh, it's on the Somme area, yeah. Yes, it's all on the Somme.
Now, did you go straight there? Because Delville Wood wasn't really until after the first day of the Somme, in the summer of that year. Was it summer when you got there?
Oh, well, yes. It wasn't summer. It was drawing towards the summer, you know, nearly the summer. Because the Somme battle come on the 1st of July.
And this was before that?
This was before that.
So
We suffered months of endurance in melted snow and water in the trenches, because it's a white clay up there.
And this was all in the area of Delville Wood?
Yes, yes.
You didn't go to any other section of the line?
No. They all kept their own sections. We had our own sentry platforms and things like that, but we had the artillery at the back sending shells over for quite a full week, day and night, and there was no rest and no sleep, you see.
Let's go from when you first went in the trenches. What were your first impressions when you first went up to the line?
Well, my first impressions was, I see a dead horse in a pool, in a shell hole, a dead horse, I thought, oh dear. And then a bit further, you see a couple of mules. There's lots of mules in that war, you know. And they were sent through from America. And you'd see mules that have, you know, been blasted with with shells and things like that, and shell holes full of water, and lots of things that you can't really explain, you know, what you might imagine it to be.
Did you go straight into the front line?
No, we went into the third line of communication, then we went into the second, and then the first.
And could you describe to us what the trenches were like in that area?
Oh, yes.
As trenches, you know, what they looked like, how deep they were, that sort of thing.
Sticky and wet and muddy and full of muck, up to your knees in dirty white clay. It's a sort of a white clay up there, you know. It isn't a red clay like we've got here.
And how deep would the trenches be?
Well, they varied. You see, Jerry had these trenches before we had them, and he retired and got chased out, you see, and a lot of his stuff that he used for barricading this side up, we had to reverse over the other side to protect our side, you see what I mean?
Were the trenches badly battered about?
Of course they always are, isn't they? When you bombardment with shells and
Did you have a proper fire step?
Explosion. Hey?
Did you have a proper fire step?
A fire trap? No, we had some old corrugated iron that had been left or smuggled there or something, but no fire traps at all. Do you mean bullet fire?
No, I meant fire step, you know, to stand on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's your sentry platform. That's your sentry platform, that is.
What about dugouts? Did you have any dugouts in your sector?
No, close into the side of the trench. No dugouts.
Were you able to hollow out your own little sort of, not dugout, but just a cubby hole like
that? Well, what we had a little trenching tool, a blade about like that, and with an handle. And you just chop a little bit out to get your backside in, if you wanted to. But nobody didn't bother, it wasn't worth troubling. We was expecting to go over the top any minute, because there was all about waiting for the whistle to go. You know, hurry up with that bloody whistle, let's get out of it, we've had enough of this.
I thought you were there some time before you went over the top.
Oh, well, of course we was. We were there. We were there from the, what's it, 4 months, or 4.5 months.
Now, so you didn't have any proper dugouts, you were just sleeping in
these... Oh, yes, I was just in the way. I had a rat with a friend.
I'll come back to that, because I've got questions about rats, yeah. what about... Were the sides of the trenches held up with any sort of revetting, either wood or corrugated iron?
Anything that could be scrounged. Anything that could be scrounged.
And had they got duck boards by then? Did they have duck boards?
Duck boards, yes. But when it flooded, let me float off the top. That's a stick in the clay with a bit of rag on to let you know there's a hole there. Yes.
Was there any way... Did you try and drain the trenches at all?
It was no good. As soon as you drain it, you get full again. Besides, that was clay and it held water. You see, it wouldn't drain away. You had to wait for it to evaporate away or something like that. Oh, yeah.
What about your rations? How did they come up to you? Were you ever on ration
parties? Oh, yeah, well, of course we had tins of McConaughey. Would you remember them?
What were they like?
Well, we used to eat them mostly cold. but there was plenty of fat and that on the top, you know, to keep you warm.
Was that the meat and veg?
That's right, yeah.
Did they taste all right?
Well, we made the best of a bad job. Yeah.
What about bully beef?
Well, we had plenty of that.
What did you think of the bully beef? Was it all right, or did you get...
Well, of course, the 5 or 6 stacks that took out of it, the bully beef that's left, well, Bovril's took out of that. So when the Bovril's took out, there ain't much left for nourishment, is there? But we used to go and see the MO, you know, and he used to fix us up with some vitamin tablets and things like that. We did have them.
Yeah, vitamin tablets.
But he wouldn't issue out too many.
What sort of vitamin tablets? Do you remember anything about it?
You get a number 9 to make you run if you were sweating, but...
Anything else you remember?
No.
Tablets again?
No. We did have some a bit of chocolate, you know, and stuff like that.
What about the rations that came up? Would you ever get hot food while you were in the front line?
Very rare. Very rare. Because I couldn't get there with it, you know. That's the trouble.
What about tea? You know, would you get that come up in Dixie's? The drink?
Tea, yes. You get a couple of Dixie's of tea for a company or something like that, you know. But
how did they serve it up?
Well, with a mug. Give you a mug full. Take your billy can, you know.
Your Dixie.
Help yourself. Yeah.
Did it taste all right?
Everything tastes all right if you can't get anything else.
What about bread or cheese or anything like that?
Bread. We used to have some bread, but it used to be stale. Cheese, we used to have quite a lot of that.
What sort of cheese was it, do you remember?
Well, it wasn't the best cheddar, tight ass, we used to call that.
Why do you call it that, then?
Because I didn't have had too much, and it used to bind you.
What about the posy,
the jam? Well, that used to come in tins, tins.
And what was it like?
It could be tin. Well, they'll only have a tin for 6 on you, between you.
What did it taste like?
You don't know. Then you spread it on bread, it'd help you blend there.
Do you remember any of the makes, like Tickler's jam? Have you heard of, you know, was it good jam?
Oh, yes, it was. So you couldn't grumble. Wartime, nothing was up to standard.
Was it normal flavours like strawberry?
Strawberry and raspberry, and it used to taste a bit like it.
What do you remember anything else you had to eat while you were up there?
You have some fruit, bits of fruit, you
fresh
know.
Fresh fruit?
What they could get through to us.
And what type of fruit?
Well, banana or orange or whatever was able to come through from the base, you know. And work it through to you. It all depends if the transport got blown up, you'll get bug and all.
What about your rum ration? Did you get that?
What? Rum? Never seen any rum.
They didn't issue it?
No.
Not at all in your battalion?
No, my battalion never issued any of that.
Did you ever have to go on the ration parties?
Anywhere.
Were you ever on a ration party to go back and fetch the food?
No.
So you just got brought to you?
It was brought to us. all the fellas, transport had to fetch that. That was all mules and horses that used to bring it.
Who'd bring it up from where the mules and horses were? Well, I mean, because they didn't come right up to the front, did they?
Oh, well, they used to come pretty near. If anybody would see it coming, they'd very likely, if it was safe, run out and help and carry it in. But it wasn't always too safe to show yourself.
What about the latrines? What were they like?
Oh, well, I would say any nook and corner was good enough for that.
They didn't have a special place to go. Well, they didn't dig a latrine.
Oh, well, they didn't piddle anywhere, but you went to one location and had a wee, you know, whatever you wanted. But if you wanted to do anything else, you do it and cover it up with some clay.
Did they give you any paper or anything? Or
you want me to ask with your finger? No, you get over them somehow, formally or the other.
Were you able to keep clean at all, to get washed? Or?
No, no, of course you can't. You've got... Get in your face, someone crawling round your neck hole. As long as you're moving, that's all it matters.
So you weren't able to keep clean at all?
No,
while you were in there?
No, no.
Were you expected to shave in the line?
Eh?
Were you expected to
No, you couldn't shave. Where did you get your water from?
They didn't bother you with that in your battalion?
No, no.
Because they did in some.
I don't know as they did. I never seen anybody clean shaved. Always got big growth on them.
Now, you mentioned lice. Were lice a big problem?
Lice. Oh, well, I always get them, you know, when you're close with it.
How long was it before you started to get them, you and the other people in your
group? Oh, well, weeks or months, or sometimes you... And another thing you quench, you know. Have you heard of the crabs? Well, you catch the crabs as well.
That was widespread, was it?
Yes. The crabs and lice, and was it? And all the troops, as soon as they picked up, first thing they do is strip them and delouse them.
How did they delouse you?
Well, fumigate your clothes. When I come back, I come to the Birmingham University. And they took all my clothes off me, left me stark naked. And they bathed me. Soldier orderly, and they put me a blue coat, blue trousers, white shirt, and a red tie. And I had to wear that until all my clothes had been thoroughly fumigated and clean.
Did you ever try and catch the lice yourself or use Keating's powder or anything while you were on the front?
It was a bit of burn with a... We used to have a lighter, a cigarette lighter. You wasn't allowed a light, you know that. But it used to be a tube and a wick going through with a hook and a ball on the top. And you pulled it up, and it went red at. And when you pulled it down, the ball would fly over the top and put it out. Well, if you got that up there, you could run all the seams up your clothes, and you could burn all the knits and the louse with that.
What it was called? I've not heard of that.
No, it was a sort of a yellow wick. And they were sold all all through that last war, my dead mother sent me one of these, and lots of the lads have got them. But
so they weren't issued by the army. It was something that you bought privately.
Oh, yes.
Or your parents did.
Yes. That's right. They wouldn't let you flash a flashlight, you know. Form a light.
And did you have to be careful? I mean, burning your seam sounds all very well in theory, but it doesn't do the seam much good, you know. I mean, did you have to be careful?
Oh, well, it's thick and wool. Khaki. It's a very thick cloth, and it's wool, more or less. You come down and hear the bloody... You can hear them crack. They used to have black backs. Quite big, you know.
You were doing your thumb there. Did you used to catch them with your thumb? Or?
You hear lots of things with them. People chuck them in the car.
Did they annoy you a lot? I mean, you know...
You feel it start here, and you wait a bit, and you feel it going across your back, and then you rub. Then you feel it down the middle of your back somewhere, you move it.
So it was just irritating. Did they bite much?
Eh?
Did they bite much?
It's tantalising, no?
What about did you use things like Keating's powders or blue unction for the crabs? I mean,
yes, if your parents send you some, you shake it on you.
Did it work?
Yeah, well, it did for the time until he got wet and damp, and then it wouldn't act then.
What about scabies? Did any of the troops have trouble with scabies? It normally shows between the fingers. Scabies.
That's right, scabies. Quite a lot of that, there was.
Did you ever have it?
Once.
What? How did it strike you?
Well, it's very itching. It's itching. Terrible. And what they do, they used to have Condish fluid. Condish fluid in you. Dip your hands in it.
That was where you got it, on your hands, was it? That's usually it.
Oh, between your fingers. And they used to control the crabs with that stuff.
Same stuff?
Just the same, huh? Condish fluid. You used to get a bit of paper, something like that, wrapped up and dipped in with it, put it all around you.
In your privates.
Yeah.
And you that was where you mainly got the crabs.
Yeah, you'd feel this coming on, you know, and you'd go to the croaker, and then say, "Oh, you got the crabs, my lad." Give the orderly a bit of a note, and the orderly had...
Now, just to make it clear, because crabs was often seen as being a venereal disease, but this wasn't that.
No, crabs isn't a venereal disease.
It's just an insect that's associated with it.
It eats into your flesh, a crab does. It's like a terrifying to your system, you know. But you see, some of the lads that had it, they used to be treated and get rid of it as quick as they got it, almost.
And you got rid of it quickly as well.
Oh, I didn't have it.
You didn't have that one?
No.